2 Paralipomenon on Chapter 11. Roboam's reign. His kingdom is strengthened. 11:1. And Roboam came to Jerusalem, and called together all the house of Judah and of Benjamin, 84,000 chosen men and warriors, to fight against Israel, and to bring back his kingdom to him. 11:2. And the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah as the man of God, saying, 11:3. Speak to Roboam the son of Solomon the king of Judah, and to all Israel, in Judah and Benjamin. 11:4. Thus saith the Lord, you shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren. Let every man return to his own house, for by my will this thing has been done. And when they heard the word of the Lord, they returned, and did not go against Jeroboam. 11:5. And Roboam dwelt in Jerusalem, and built walled cities in Judah. 11:6. And he built Bethlehem, and Datam, and Ekew. 11:7. And Bethser, and Socho, and Odolam. 11:8. And Geth, and Marisah, and Ziph. 11:9. And Adurim, and Lachish, and Dazeter. 11:10. Sarah also, and Elon, and Hebron, which are in Judah and Benjamin, well-fenced cities. 11:11. And when he had enclosed them with walls, he put in them governors and storehouses of provisions, that is, of oil and of wine. 11:12. Moreover, in every city he made an armory of shields and spears, and he fortified them with great diligence, and he reigned over Judah and Benjamin. 11:13. And the priests and Levites, that were in all Israel, came to him out of all their seats. 11:14. Leaving their suburbs, and their possessions, and passing over to Judah and Jerusalem, because Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priestly office to the Lord. 11:15. And he made to himself priests for the high places, and for the devils, and for the calves which he had made. 11:16. Moreover, out of all the tribes of Israel, whosoever gave their heart to seek the Lord the God of Israel, came into Jerusalem to sacrifice their victims before the Lord the God of their fathers. 11:17. And they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and established Roboam the son of Solomon for 3 years. For they walked in the ways of David and of Solomon, only 3 years. 11:18. And Roboam took to wife Mahalath, the daughter of Jerimoth the son of David, and Abihail the daughter of Eliab the son of Isai. 11:19. And they bore him sons Jehus, and Zemarias, and Zum. 11:20. And after he married Maachah the daughter of Absalom, who bore him Abia, and Athai, and Ziza, and Salamith. 11:21. And Roboam loved Maachah the daughter of Absalom above all his wives and concubines. For he had married 18 wives, and 80 concubines. And he begot 28 sons, and 80 daughters. 11:22. But he put at the head of them Abia the son of Maachah to be the chief ruler over all his brethren. For he meant to make him king. 11:23. Because he was wiser and mightier than all his sons, and in all the countries of Judah, and of Benjamin, and in all the walled cities. And he gave them provisions in abundance, and he sought many wives. 2 Paralipomenon on Chapter 12. Roboam for his sins is delivered up into the hands of the king of Egypt, who carrieth away all the treasures of the temple. 12:1. And when the kingdom of Roboam was strengthened and fortified, he forsook the law of the Lord, and all Israel with him. 12:2. And in the 5th year of the reign of Roboam, Sisak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, because they had sinned against the Lord. 12:3. With 1,200 chariots and 80,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, to wit, Libyans, and Troglodytes, and Ethiopians. 12:4. And he took the strongest cities in Judah, and came to Jerusalem. 12:5. And Shemaiah the prophet came to Roboam, and to the princes of Judah, that were gathered together in Jerusalem, fleeing from Sisak, and he said to them, thus saith the Lord, you have left me, and I have left you in the hand of Sisak. 12:6. And the princes of Israel, and the king, being in a consternation, said, the Lord is just. 12:7. And when the Lord saw that they were humbled, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, because they are humbled, I will not destroy them, and I will give them a little help, and my wrath shall not fall upon Jerusalem by the hand of Sisak. 12:8. But yet they shall serve him, that they may know the difference between my service, and the service of a kingdom of the earth. 12:9. So Sisak king of Egypt departed from Jerusalem, taking away the treasures of the king's house, and he took all with him, and the golden shields that Solomon had made. 12:10. instead of which the king made brazen ones, and delivered them to the captains of the shield-bearers, who guarded the entrance of the palace. 12:11. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the shield-bearers came and took them, and brought them back again to their armory. 12:12. But yet because they were humbled, the wrath of the Lord turned away from them, and they were not utterly destroyed. For even in Judah there were found good works. 12:13. King Rehoboam therefore was strengthened in Jerusalem, and reigned. He was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord chose out of all the tribes of Israel, to establish his name there. And the name of his mother was Naamah the Ammonitess. 12:14. But he did evil, and did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. 12:15. Now the acts of Rehoboam first and last are written in the books of Semeas the prophet, and of Addo the seer, and diligently recorded. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. 12:16. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And Abia his son reigned in his stead. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 13. Abia's reign. His victory over Jeroboam. 13:1. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abia reigned over Judah. 13:2. 3 years he reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Michaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gabbai. And there was war between Abia and Jeroboam. Michaiah, alias Maacah. Her father had also two names, viz. Absalom, or Abesalom, and Uriel. 13:3. And when Abia had begun battle, and had with him 400,000 most valiant and chosen men, Jeroboam put his army in array against him, 800,000 men, who were also chosen and most valiant for war. 13:4. And Abia stood upon Mount Samarin, which was in Ephraim, and said, Hear me, O Jeroboam, and all Israel. 13:5. Do you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave to David the kingdom over Israel forever, to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt, a covenant of salt, that is, a firm and perpetual covenant? See number 18:19. 13:6. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon the son of David, rose up, and rebelled against his Lord. 13:7. And there were gathered to him vain men, and children of Belial, and they prevailed against Jeroboam the son of Solomon. For Rehoboam was inexperienced, and of a fearful heart, and could not resist them. 13:8. And now you say that you are able to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, which he possesseth by the sons of David, and you have a great multitude of people, and golden calves, which Jeroboam hath made you for gods. 13:9. And you have cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites. And you have made you priests, like all the nations of the earth. Whosoever cometh and consecrateth his hand with a bullock of the herd, and with 7 rams, is made a priest of those who are no gods. 13:10. But the Lord is our God, whom we forsake not, and the priests who minister to the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites are in their order. 13:11. And they offer holocausts to the Lord, every day, morning and evening, and incense made according to the ordinance of the law, and the loaves are set forth on a most clean table, and there is with us the golden candlestick, and the lamps thereof, to be lighted always in the evening. For we keep the precepts of the Lord our God, whom you have forsaken. 13:12. Therefore God is the leader in our army, and his priests who sound with trumpets, and resound against you. O children of Israel, fight not against the Lord the God of your fathers, for it is not good for you. 13:13. While he spoke these things, Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind him. And while he stood facing the enemies, he encompassed Judah, who perceived it not, with his army. 13:14. And when Judah looked back, they saw the battle coming upon them both before and behind, and they cried to the Lord. And the priests began to sound with the trumpets. 13:15. And all the men of Judah shouted. And behold, when they shouted, God terrified Jeroboam, and all Israel that stood against Abia and Judah. 13:16. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and the Lord delivered them into their hand. 13:17. And Abia and his people slew them with a great slaughter, and there fell wounded of Israel 500,000 valiant men. 13:18. And the children of Israel were brought down, at that time, and the children of Judah were exceedingly strengthened, because they had trusted in the Lord the God of their fathers. 13:19. And Abia pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel and her daughters, and Dazanah with her daughters, Ephron also and her daughters. 13:20. And Jeroboam was not able to resist any more, in the days of Abia, and the Lord struck him, and he died. 13:21. But Abia, being strengthened in his kingdom, took 14 wives, and begot 22 sons, and 16 daughters. 13:22. And the rest of the acts of Abia, and of his ways and works, are written diligently in the book of Addo the prophet. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 14. The reign of Asa. His victory over the Ethiopians. 14:1. And Abia slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. 14:2. And Asa did that which was good and pleasing in the sight of his God, and he destroyed the altars of foreign worship, and the high places. 14:3. And broke the statues, and cut down the groves. 14:4. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord the God of their fathers, and to do the law, and all the commandments. 14:5. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the altars, and temples, and reigned in peace. 14:6. He built also strong cities in Judah, for he was quiet, and there had no wars risen in his time, the Lord giving peace. 14:7. And he said to Judah, Let us build these cities, and compass them with walls, and fortify them with towers, and gates, and bars, while all is quiet from wars, because we have sought the Lord the God of our fathers, and he hath given us peace round about. So they built, and there was no hindrance in building. 14:8. And Asa had in his army of men that bore shields and spears of Judah 300,000, and of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows, 280,000, all these were most valiant men. 14:9. And Zarah the Ethiopian came out against them with his army of 100,000 men, and with 300 chariots. And he came as far as Maresa. 14:10. And Asa went out to meet him, and set his army in array for battle in the vale of Sephada, which is near Maresa. 14:11. And he called upon the Lord God, and said, Lord, there is no difference with thee, whether thou help with few, or with many. Help us, O Lord our God, for with confidence in thee, and in thy name we are come against this multitude. O Lord thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. 14:12. And the Lord terrified the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. 14:13. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them to Gerara, and the Ethiopians fell even to utter destruction, for the Lord slew them, and his army fought against them, and they were destroyed, and they took abundance of spoils. 14:14. And they took all the cities round about Gerara, for a great fear was come upon all men, and they pillaged the cities, and carried off much booty. 14:15. And they destroyed the sheep and oats, and took an infinite number of cattle, and of camels, and returned to Jerusalem. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 15. The prophecy of Azarias. Asa's covenant with God. He deposeth his mother. 15:1. And the Spirit of God came upon Azarias the son of Odiad. 15:2. And he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you, because you have been with him. If you seek him, you shall find. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. 15:3. And many days shall pass in Israel, without the true God, and without a priest a teacher, and without the law. 15:4. And when in their distress they shall return to the Lord the God of Israel, and shall seek him, they shall find him. 15:5. At that time there shall be no peace to him that goeth out and cometh in, but terrors on every side among all the inhabitants of the earth. 15:6. For nation shall fight against nation, and city against city, for the Lord will trouble them with all distress. 15:7. Do you therefore take courage, and let not your hands be weakened, for there shall be a reward for your work. 15:8. And when Asa had heard the words, and the prophecy of Azarias the son of Odiah the prophet, he took courage, and took away the idols out of all the land of Judah, and out of Benjamin, and out of the cities of Mount Ephraim, which he had taken, and he dedicated the altar of the Lord, which was before the porch of the Lord. 15:9. And he gathered together all Judah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and Simeon. For many were come over to him out of Israel, seeing that the Lord his God was with him. 15:10. And when they were come to Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. 15:11. They sacrificed to the Lord in the day of the spoils, and of the prey, that they had brought, 700 oxen, and 7,000 rams. 15:12. And he went in to confirm as usual the covenant, that they should seek the Lord the God of their fathers with all their heart, and with all their soul. 15:13. And if anyone, said he, seek not the Lord the God of Israel, let him die, whether little or great, man or woman. 15:14. And they swore to the Lord with a loud voice, with joyful shouting, and with sound of trumpet, and sound of cornets. 15:15. All that were in Judah with a curse. For with all their heart they swore, and with all their will they sought him, and they found him, and the Lord gave them rest round about. 15:16. Moreover, Maachah the mother of King Asa he deposed from the royal authority, because she had made in a grove an idol of Priapus. And he entirely destroyed it, and breaking it into pieces, burnt it at the torrent Cedron. 15:17. But high places were left in Israel. Nevertheless the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. 15:18. And the things which his father had vowed, and he himself had vowed, he brought into the house of the Lord, gold and silver, and vessels of divers uses. 15:19. And there was no war unto the 35th year of the kingdom of Asa. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 16. Asa is reproved for seeking help from the Syrians. His last acts and deaths. 16:1. And in the 36th year of his kingdom, Baasa the king of Israel came up against Judah, and built a wall about Ramah, that no one might safely go out or come in of the kingdom of Asa. 36th year of his kingdom. That is, of the kingdom of Judah, taking the date of it from the beginning of the reign of Rehoboam. 16:2. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord, and of the king's treasures, and sent to Ben-Hadad king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, 16:3. There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father, wherefore I have sent thee silver and gold, that thou mayest break thy league with Baasa king of Israel, and make him depart from me. 16:4. And when Ben-Hadad heard this, he sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they took Ahion, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the walled cities of Naphtali. 16:5. And when Baasa heard of it, he left off the building of Ramah, and interrupted his work. 16:6. Then King Asa took all Judah, and they carried away from Ramah the stones, and the timber that Baasa had prepared for the building. And he built with them Gabbai, and Masbah. 16:7. At that time Hanani the prophet came to Asa king of Judah, and said to him, because thou hast had confidence in the king of Syria, and not in the Lord thy God, therefore hath the army of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. 16:8. Were not the Ethiopians, and the Libyans much more numerous in chariots, and horsemen, and an exceeding great multitude? Yet because thou trustedst in the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord behold all the earth, and give strength to those who with a perfect heart trust in him. Wherefore thou hast done foolishly, and for this cause from this time wars shall arise against thee. 16:10. And Asa was angry with the seer, and commanded him to be put in prison. For he was greatly enraged because of this thing. And he put to death many of the people at that time. 16:11. But the works of Asa the first and last are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. 16:12. And Asa fell sick in the 39th year of his reign, of a most violent pain in his feet, and yet in his illness he did not seek the Lord, but rather trusted in the skill of physicians. 16:13. And he slept with his fathers. And he died in the 41st year of his reign. 16:14. And they buried him in his own sepulchre, which he had made for himself in the city of David. And they laid him on his bed full of spices and odoriferous ointments, which were made by the art of the perfumers, and they burnt them over him with very great pomp. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 17. Josaphat's reign. His care for the instruction of his people. His numerous forces. 17:1. And Josaphat his son reigned in his stead, and grew strong against Israel. 17:2. And he placed numbers of soldiers in all the fortified cities of Judah. And he put garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. 17:3. And the Lord was with Josaphat, because he walked in the first ways of David his father, and trusted not in Balaam. 17:4. But in the God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not according to the sins of Israel. 17:5. And the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought presents to Josaphat, and he acquired immense riches, and much glory. 17:6. And when his heart had taken courage for the ways of the Lord, He took away also the high places and the groves out of Judah. 17:7. And in the third year of his reign, he sent of his princes Ben-Hail, and Abdias, and Zacharias, and Nathanael, and Matthias, to teach in the sites of Judah. 17:8. And with them the Levites, Simeas, and Nathanias, and Zebadias, and Aziel, and Samarimoth, and Jonathan, and Adonias, and Tobias, and Obadonias Levites, and with them Elisama, and Joram priests. 17:9. And they taught the people in Judah, having with them the book of the law of the Lord. And they went about all the cities of Judah, and instructed the people. 17:10. And the fear of the Lord came upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were around about Judah, and they durst not make war against Jehoshaphat. 17:11. The Philistines also brought presents to Jehoshaphat, and tribute in silver, and the Arabians brought him cattle, 7,700 rams, and as many he goats. 17:12. And Jehoshaphat grew, and became exceeding great. And he built in Judah houses like towers, and walled cities. 17:13. And he prepared many works in the cities of Judah. And he had warriors, and valiant men in Jerusalem. 17:14. Of whom this is the number of the houses and families of everyone. In Judah captains of the army, Ednas the chiefs, and with him 300,000 most valiant men. 17:15. After him Johanan the captain, and with him 280,000. 17:16. And after him was Amasias the son of Zechariah, consecrated to the Lord, and with him were 200,000 valiant men. 17:17. After him was Eliada valiant in battle, and with him 200,000 armed with bow and shield. 17:18. After him also was Josiabad, and with him 180,000 ready for war. 17:19. All these were at the hand of the king, beside others, whom he had put in the walled cities, in all Judah. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 18. Jehoshaphat accompanies Achab in his expedition against Ramoth, where Achab is slain, as Micaiah had foretold. 18:1. Now Jehoshaphat was rich and very glorious, and was joined by affinity to Achab. 18:2. And he went down to him after some years to Samaria. And Achab at his coming killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people that came with him. And he persuaded him to go up to Ramoth-Gilead. 18:3. And Achab king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat king of Judah, Come with me to Ramoth-Gilead. And he answered him, Thou art as I am, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. 18:4. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, Inquire, I beseech thee, and present the word of the Lord. 18:5. So the king of Israel gathered together of the prophets 400 men, and he said to them, Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to fight, or shall we forbear? But they said, Go up, and God will deliver into the king's hand. 18:6. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire also of him? 18:7. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, There is one man, of whom we may ask the will of the Lord. But I hate him, for he never prophesieth good to me, but always evil. And it is Micaiah the son of Gemla. And Jehoshaphat said, Speak not thus, O king. 18:8. And the king of Israel called one of the eunuchs, and said to him, Call quickly Micaiah the son of Gemla. 18:9. Now the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat king of Judah, both sat on their thrones, clothed in royal robes, and they sat in the open court by the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. 18:10. And Sedeshias the son of Chanaanah made him horns of iron, and said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push Syria, till thou destroy it. 18:11. And all the prophets prophesied in like manner, and said, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead, and thou shalt prosper, and the Lord will deliver them into the king's hand. 18:12. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah said to him, Behold, the words of all the prophets with one mouth declare good to the king. I beseech thee therefore let not thy word disagree with them, and speak now also good success. 18:13. And Micaiah answered him, As the Lord liveth, whatsoever my God shall say to me, that will I speak. 18:14. So he came to the king. And the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to fight, or forbear? And he answered him, Go up, for all shall succeed prosperously, and the enemies shall be delivered into your hands. 18:15. And the king said, I adjure thee again and again to say nothing but the truth to me, in the name of the Lord. 18:16. Then he said, I saw all Israel scattered in the mountains, like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no masters. Let every man return to his own house in peace. 18:17. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that this man would not prophesy me any good, but evil? 18:18. Then he said, Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the army of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on the left. 18:19. And the Lord said, Who shall deceive Achab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall in Ramoth-Gilead? And when one spoke in this manner, and another otherwise, who shall deceive, etc. See the annotations, 3 Kings 22, 18:20. There came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will deceive him. And the Lord said to him, By what means wilt thou deceive him? 18:21. And he answered, I will go out, and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt deceive, and shalt prevail. Go out, and do so. 18:22. Now therefore behold, the Lord hath put a spirit of lying in the mouth of all thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. 18:23. And suddenly Shias the son of Chanaanah came, and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from thee, to speak to thee? 18:24. And Micaiah said, Thou thyself shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go in from chamber to chamber, to hide thyself. 18:25. And the king of Israel commanded, saying, Take Micaiah, and carry him to Amon the governor of the city, and to Joash the son of Amalek. 18:26. And say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in prison, and give him bread and water in a small quantity till I return in peace. 18:27. And Micaiah said, If thou return in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hear, all ye people. 18:28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. 18:29. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will change my dress, and so I will go to the battle, but put thou on thy own garments. And the king of Israel having changed his dress, went to the battle. 18:30. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of his cavalry, saying, Fight ye not with small, or great, but with the king of Israel only. 18:31. So when the captains of the cavalry saw Jehoshaphat, they said, This is the king of Israel. And they surrounded him to attack him. But he cried to the Lord, and he helped him, and turned them away from him. 18:32. For when the captains of the cavalry saw that he was not the king of Israel, they left him. 18:33. And it happened that one of the people shot an arrow at a venture, and struck the king of Israel between the neck and the shoulders, and he said to his chariot man, Turn thy hand, and carry me out of the battle, for I am wounded. 18:34. And the fight was ended that day. But the king of Israel stood in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and died at the sunset. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 19. Jehoshaphat's charge to the judges and to the Levites. 19:1. And Jehoshaphat king of Judah returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. 19:2. And Jehu the son of Hanani the seer met him, and said to him, Thou helpest be ungodly, and thou art joined in friendship with them that hate the Lord, and therefore thou didst deserve indeed the wrath of thee, Lord. 19:3. But good works are found in thee, because thou hast taken away the groves out of the land of Judah, and hast prepared thy heart to seek the Lord the God of thy fathers. 19:4. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem. And he went out again to the people from Basabi to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back to the Lord the God of their fathers. 19:5. And he set judges of the land in all the fenced cities of Judah, in every place. 19:6. And charging the judges, he said, Take heed what you do, for you exercise not the judgment of man, but of the Lord, and whatsoever you judge, it shall redound to you. 19:7. Let the fear of the Lord be with you, and do all things with diligence. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor desire of gifts. 19:8. In Jerusalem also Jehoshaphat appointed Levites, and priests and chiefs of the families of Israel, to judge the judgment in the cause of the Lord for the inhabitants thereof. 19:9. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall you do in the fear of the Lord faithfully, and with a perfect heart. 19:10. Every cause that shall come to you of your brethren, that dwell in their cities, between kindred and kindred, wheresoever there is question concerning the law, the commandment, the ceremonies, the justifications. Shew it them, that they may not sin against the Lord, and that wrath may not come upon you and your brethren. And so doing you shall not sin. 19:11. And Amarius the priest, your high priest, shall be chief in the things which regard God. And Zebadius the son of Ismael, who is ruler in the house of Judah, shall be over those matters which belong to the king's office. And you have before you the Levites for masters. Take courage and do diligently, and the Lord will be with you in good things. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 20. The Ammonites, Moabites, and Syrians combine against Jehoshaphat. He seeketh God's help by public prayer and fasting. A prophet foretelleth that God will fight for his people. The enemies destroy one another. Jehoshaphat with his men gathereth the spoils. He reigneth in peace, but his navy perisheth, for his society with wicked Ochozias. 20:1. After this the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them the Ammonites, were gathered together to fight against Jehoshaphat. 20:2. And there came messengers, and told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, and out of Syria, and behold they are in Assasan-thumra, which is in Gadi. 20:3. And Jehoshaphat being seized with fear betook himself wholly to pray to the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. 20:4. And Judah gathered themselves together to pray to the Lord, and all came out of their cities to make supplication to him. 20:5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the midst of the assembly of Judah, and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court. 20:6. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, thou art God in heaven, and rulest over all the kingdoms and nations, in thy hand is strength and power, and no one can resist thee. 20:7. Didst not thou our God kill all the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? 20:8. And they dwelt in it, and built in it a sanctuary to thy name, saying, 20:9. If evils fall upon us, the sword of judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand in thy presence before this house, in which thy name is called upon. And we will cry to thee in our afflictions, and thou wilt hear, and save us. 20:10. Now therefore behold the children of Ammon, and of Moab, and Mount Seir, through whose land thou didst not allow Israel to pass, when they came out of Egypt, but they turned aside from them, and slew them not. 20:11. Do the contrary, and endeavor to cast us out of the possession which thou hast delivered to us. 20:12. O our God, wilt thou not then judge them? As for us, we have not strength enough to be able to resist this multitude, which cometh violently upon us. But as we know not what to do, we can only turn our eyes to thee. 20:13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, and their wives, and their children. 20:14. And Jehoshaphat the son of Zacharias, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattathias, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, was there, upon whom the Spirit of the Lord came in the midst of the multitude. 20:15. And he said, Attend ye, all Judah, and you that dwell in Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord to you, Fear ye not, and be not dismayed at this multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. 20:16. Tomorrow you shall go down against them. For they will come up by the ascent named Cis, and you shall find them at the head of the torrent, which is over against the wilderness of Jeruel. 20:17. It shall not be you that shall fight, but only stand with confidence, and you shall see the help of the Lord over you, O Judah, and Jerusalem. Fear ye not, nor be you dismayed. Tomorrow you shall go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. 20:18. Then Jehoshaphat, and Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell flat on the ground before the Lord, and adored him. 20:19. And the Levites of the sons of Koth, and of the sons of Kor praised the Lord the God of Israel with a loud voice, on high. 20:20. And they rose early in the morning, and went out through the desert of Ekua. And as they were marching, Jehoshaphat standing in the midst of them, said, Hear me, ye men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be secure. Believe his prophets, and all things shall succeed well. 20:21. And he gave counsel to the people, and appointed the singing men of the Lord, to praise him by their companies, and to go before the army, and with one voice to say, Give glory to the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. 20:22. And when they began to sing praises, the Lord turned their ambushments upon themselves, that is to say, of the children of Ammon, and of Moab, and of Mount Seir, who were come out to fight against Judah, and they were slain. 20:23. For the children of Ammon, and of Moab, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, to kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of them, they turned also against one another, and destroyed one another. 20:24. And when Judah came to the watchtower, that looketh toward the desert, they saw afar off all the country, for a great space, full of dead bodies, and that no one was left that could escape death. 20:25. Then Jehoshaphat came, and all the people with him to take away the spoils of the dead, and they found among the dead bodies, stuff of various kinds, and garments, and most precious vessels. And they took them for themselves, insomuch that they could not carry all, nor in 3 days take away the spoils, the booty was so great. 20:26. And on the fourth day they were assembled in the valley of blessing. For there they blessed the Lord, and therefore they called that place the valley of blessing until this day. 20:27. And every man of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem returned, and Jehoshaphat at their head, into Jerusalem with great joy, because the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. 20:28. And they came into Jerusalem with psalteries, and harps, and trumpets into the house of the Lord. 20:29. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. 20:30. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was quiet, and God gave him peace round about. 20:31. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah, and he was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Azubah the daughter of Salai. 20:32. And he walked in the way of his father Asa and departed not from it, doing the things that were pleasing before the Lord. 20:33. But yet he took not away the high places, and the people had not yet turned their heart to the Lord the God of their fathers. 20:34. But the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, are written in the words of Jehu the son of Hanani, which he digested into the books of the kings of Israel. 20:35. After these things Jehoshaphat king of Judah made friendship with Ochozias king of Israel, whose works were very wicked. 20:36. And he was partner with him in making ships, to go to Tarshish. And they made the ships in Asion Geber. 20:37. And Eleazar the son of Dodai of Maresah prophesied to Jehoshaphat, saying, Because thou hast made a league with Ochozias, the Lord hath destroyed thy works, and the ships are broken, and they could not go to Tarshish.